I really don't care.
This is going to be one of the worst episodes we've ever had.
I can't imagine that that is possible.
With that seal of approval.
You know, you have to think about that. If this was the worst episode we ever did, what would that look like?
We have to think about what the best episode we ever did was to compare, to get a good baseline of what excellence is. And it was the episode that Blaine did all by himself.
The best. Judging the best might be as hard as judging the worst. Because they're all kind of at the same level.
They all got a D minus.
They're all D plus to F minus.
Just all right above failing, but not quite good enough to get you into any graduate school.
There you go. Yeah. I think my washing machine is now blowing up at me. Well, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and kick this off with welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 181, being recorded on September 28th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With little background and absolutely no expertise, especially this week where nobody has read the articles. But you know what? All council
cast. Did you
even
send them to me?
2 weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah, I lost that email.
Oops.
That's okay. I get it and delete it right away. So
you pick the topics, Blaine.
And then I delete them.
And then you delete them.
Actually, the best part is that I will. I'll get the topics, and then Beth will ask me what we're doing for a council cast the next day, and I'm like, I don't remember. Oh my gosh. That's how awesome the topics are.
That's like, awesome. I don't know, something about science, technology, and random shit. Oh.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's about all
Let
I remember.
Let me sum it up for you.
That's all you really need to know, because, you know, if you wanted to measure a metric ton of something, you probably can't do that in the British government anymore. Now that they're removing themselves from the European Union, the UK government has apparently said that they has released a list of things that they will now pursue now that they're not part of it. One of those things is that they want to bring back imperial measurements and go away from the metric system.
They're not going to put this, you know, putting this one in random shit. We must have some real doozies for that category tonight.
So, now, isn't this based on the length of the forearm of the queen or king or something?
Yes,
like that?
This is exactly the type of measurements they want to bring back. Yes.
Now,
I thought, man, they must have just had an off day when they voted for Brexit. But, you know, the more things they bring forward, the more I'm just like, you know what? I think that they've had an off couple of generations. for several generations.
It's been a bad 50 or 60 decades. You know, they, you know, when the, what was the two spaceships that were going to link together? One had metric measurements and one, and ours, the American one had regular
no, they had.
No, this is when it crashed into Mars.
No.
There was a ship in the United States used metric, and it was like, a Russian, I don't know. Somebody was like, oh, we're working with the United States. They're going to use standard measurements. So they built everything in inches, and we built everything in centimeters, and none of it fit.
And now we'll have the British trying to link up with imperial measurements, and then we'll have to figure out how big the queen is or the king is. So we can figure out how big their forearm is.
I'll just be looking it up on Google.
Yeah.
Like, Wikipedia. Well,
I was looking at they're 44 long, so I don't know.
So,
what
know,
does that mean? 44 long.
The best part is that the UK never really went full metric anyway. I mean, if you go over there, you still have pints of beer. You still drive in miles per hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what are you guys doing? I thought we were messed up over here, but they've just mixed two systems and said, oh, yeah, that's totally fine.
So they're driving miles per hour, but they're on the left side of the car?
You know what's interesting? I have a couple of friends from the UK, and some of them still know their weight in stones. how much you weigh?
three stone.
How would you like to? How would you like to know that in stones, pounds, or
kilograms?
Kilograms. There it is. I was gonna say kilometers. It's like that. Wow. Yeah.
So I mean, how likely is this to happen? Is this just ridiculous, or is this actually?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I actually think that it's probably more realistic than another Mars probe crashing into Mars.
Hmm. Did we change the topics already?
No.
Because that was a good transition. Oh, we're still on this one. Okay. Guess we didn't vote yet, did we?
Oh, I give it a thumbs down. That's not as bad as Brexit, but still not their best idea.
I like it. I say thumbs up. I think we should have more different measurement systems on the planet.
You know, I'm going to give it a thumbs up for diversity. You know,
diversity. I love diversity. That's awesome.
We're all about promoting diversity thumbs around up here.
Diversity.
Diversity is the best thing.
But you know what? Something isn't diverse is being white.
I was going to say that.
You're right.
That's terrible.
Because apparently some professors at Purdue University have developed an ultra-white paint. So, you know, we've talked about the blackest black paint ever.
Okay.
Now we have the most white paint ever.
How white is it?
Somewhere between
the paint is so white.
It's somewhere between a Scandinavian and an Icelandic person.
It eats Hot Pockets.
Why would you want to put that on a house?
apparently
attending a NASCAR event.
There you go.
Outside their trailer.
So they developed a very white paint, which apparently earned a Guinness World Record for reflecting 98.1% of solar radiation while outputting infrared heat. So apparently it leaves the surface cooler than the environment. So you could actually use this paint to cool something.
Huh.
So they're actually
so thinking that... So when they say, like the old adage where they're like, oh, if you wear a black shirt while you're outside, you'll be hotter than if you wear a white shirt while you're outside. Like, if you wore a white shirt made out of this paint, it actually would keep you cooler?
It would, yes.
Yes, if it's 109 now, you'd be like 108.6.
So nice!
That's something.
Yeah. You could just paint this on, I think, instead of sunscreen, just paint this white paint onto you.
I'm sure there'd be no
bad side effects. Is that legal? One of my favorite Star Wars lines, is that legal? We will make it legal.
There you go. We'll make it legal.
He is a Sith Lord.
Yes. You know,
Not a Sith Lord, but I play one on TV.
I do like this idea, though, because it could help places where it's maybe difficult to get air conditioning or places where it's really hot. Or as global warming keeps happening, you could use this to help keep things cool and it doesn't require AC.
Global what?
Yeah.
I remember
the global whitening. We can counteract global warming with the global whitening.
That sounds worse than I think you wanted it to.
What? Just paint everything white. I don't know what you mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. No, that's definitely what we're talking about, everyone. It's just paint.
I'm not sure that this is true. It says it could effectively replace air conditioning in some place, in some cases.
It could.
I don't think so.
In Canada.
In Antarctica. Where everything's white already.
Middle of winter. Middle of winter.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for like different versions of the color white, I guess, but I'm like, whatever. This seems as boring as as the color itself. I'm going to say just thumbs down.
Hold on.
The whitest paint ever. And you get the Guinness World Book of Records for it?
Yeah, why not?
Man, you're really reaching.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up because I think it would be helpful.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's like... this is a horrible list. I was going to come up with another diss about how white it was. Internet. Anyway, thumbs down. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, you know, if you are a white guy and you can't remember your passwords, Microsoft has now said that you no longer need passwords.
I've seen this is coming. What's the deal?
This is coming. Microsoft accounts, if you have a Microsoft account, you can now get rid of your password forever. You never have to remember your password. You can delete it, change it. You don't need it anymore. It now
they have
relies
a fingerprint
on
system on your camera, on your cameras, your phones, and everything, and it takes a DNA sample.
Exactly.
It does?
No. they
That's
are
a close one, Blaine.
The way to log in is that they are basically going 100% two-factor on that sort of login. So if you have to have like the authenticator, like an authenticator app or a security key, or something like that for logging in. So you basically put in your username.
A password.
So a password, but not something you remember.
Oh, so the computer remembers it for you.
Something like that.
So well,
you get the two-factor identification, then you have to remember that six-digit number and then put that in?
For the whole 6 seconds that you can type it over? That's all you have to do, yes.
That's kind of annoying, actually. Isn't that annoying? Does anyone like that?
You know, I like the fact that you could do it with security keys, because then you can just you can look really fancy, plug like a security, like a USB key into your computer and just say, boom, log in. That I like.
I like not remembering stuff.
You don't have to use a password. You have to use our password we send you, and you only have 3 seconds to look at it before you type it in. Is that essentially it?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's essentially it. You know, I'm going to give it a thumbs up because remembering passwords does kind of suck. And if you're already running two-factor on stuff, it's just an extra step that's unnecessary, I think.
I did hear a thing, it was a while back, about how, you know, we all do the same thing. You know, we all pick some word, and we're very creatures of habit with passwords. And they were saying it's going to come a point here where we're going to have to do something different because there's so many passwords, and there are so many passwords that are the same. People just use the same password, and they add the number 1 or the 2 or 3 to it, and some character just to make it easy. And so it was only a matter of time before they changed it.
That's a great point. It's really, really fantastic that that you're making it so loudly.
Did I talk that loudly?
You're like talking early. That you're like, and then
you have to make sure that the password is getting all passed, is all safe and stuff. And
you know, I did not.
We're all creatures of habit.
Before like that,
creepers of habit.
I'm just gonna make a minor adjustment here. There we go.
Okay, fine. I'll give it a thumbs up because Blaine did.
Yeah, I agree with Blaine, whoever this other guy is.
Well, someplace that maybe you do want to keep using a password for is Proton Mail. Because apparently their whole, hey, we're super secure, we don't keep anything stored on our servers, was really just a lie.
Was that the biodegradable shipping company? What was that company that they ship stuff in like a box with a passcode on it or something?
This is not that.
Oh. What's Proton?
So Proton Mail is an online mail service similar to Gmail, but their whole shtick is that you don't have to put in your username. You don't have to put in your name. They're not going to track you. They're not going to store any logs about who you are or what you're doing using the email. So it's a very popular service for people who are trying to hide their identity or just remain private in general so that people like, I don't know, people like the government can't find them. So as you can imagine, that typically results in a lot of people using it for nefarious reasons, but also for, you know, legitimate reasons. But it does tend to attract people who maybe not be doing so wonderful things.
Well, you seem to know a lot about this.
I don't know what you're talking about. I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Just reading what I wrote in this article. I mean, I'm just reading what's in the article.
And so apparently their whole thing was that by default, Proton Mail said that they're not keeping any IP logs, so they cannot track the account back to whoever was logging into it via the IP address. Turns out that a while ago, the government subpoenaed them for some information. And guess what? As a matter of fact, they were tracking IP logs. And they were able to turn over the actual IP address for somebody that the government was trying to track down. Oh, my. And so they basically went back on themselves saying, oh, yeah, actually, we don't log it. Just kidding. We actually do.
Just kidding.
We don't log it in the traditional sense. We log it in the same way that the show to catch a... To Catch a Criminal. What was that show? To Catch a Predator. To Catch a Predator would keep track of information.
Yeah. Oh, so
you watch Arrested Development.
Yeah.
You watch the newer seasons.
Yeah.
See when Mrs. Featherbottom, what's his name? He's an analropist.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I'm just here to do something with my daughter, whatever it was. It just sounded bad and wrong, and like they were trying to catch him, and he's like, no, you don't understand. She calls me daddy. And like he gets thrown in prison, and he's like, but he doesn't really fight it. He's just like, well, there were misunderstandings, but it gave me a chance to work on. I was like, what? No, you would fight that. Anyway, I don't know. It's a not pertinent. Yeah, I think that's here's my guess. Here's my prediction about what happened. They were like, yeah, we don't need to track IP addresses. It'll allow people to feel like they're safe on the internet. And then they started watching what people were doing on their site, and they're like, this is not safe. In fact, this is bad. But we're making a lot of money, so we don't want to shut down our company. What we'll do is we'll start tracking these people so that when the cops come to us and say, you're in trouble, we can say, actually, no, we know how you can catch the people who really did it. Here you go, officers. Here's 1 million IP addresses. Oh, thanks. Neat. That's my prediction of how it went.
I agree.
Yeah.
It was greed.
I agree. I am Batman.
So, I mean, I guess the moral of the story here is that if you are using a website that says that it's super private, you may just want to be extra careful anyway. Yeah. And if you are relying on Proton Mail...
Does my IP address blocker really block my IP address?
Well, I was going to say, if you really do want to be extra secure, you probably should be using a VPN to access this, but... Also, make sure you trust your VPN.
That brings us
provider.
To today's sponsor, NordVPN.
Yeah, but all hackers have to do is type really, really fast, and they can find you any place, anywhere, anytime.
That's true. Yeah, I've watched a lot of hacker movies. That is true.
All the hacker movies.
Have you seen
I'm giving it a thumbs down to these guys. Thumbs down.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs down too. Have you seen the movie Kung Fury?
No.
No.
This was an amazing internet short. That was so good. Like they, I think they just like threw it up on YouTube or something, and it got so much attention so quickly that I think Netflix ended up buying it from them. And you can, I don't know if it's still there, but you could watch it on Netflix for a while. At the very beginning, I can't remember exactly how it happened, but there was a part where they had this guy who was a computer genius and on the team. And this cop was like, I figured it out. I need to go kill Hitler. And so he's like, but how do I do that? And he's like, I know, I'll hack you back in time. Oh, he's yeah. Just like, there's like this awesome montage of him working on the computer. Oh, this is so good.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, it's type really fast.
I'll look it up. I'll find it.
Well, you know, if you are typing really fast though, Razer has the thing for you, and they have made gamer thimbles. So if you're hacking so hard that your fingers are getting sweaty and you're sliding all over the keys, this will help you stay on task.
Why didn't you put this in science and move that other thing down to this category? I just don't understand sometimes playing your choices. This is really cool. This is like science. This is really neat.
This is like science. Science, baby.
Yeah, you know, in the world of just interesting gaming peripherals, I'm not sure I understand this product.
Well, it's the same thing that you know, accountants used to do. You put that rubber thimble on, and then you can go through the pages.
Yes, this is true. You could do that. Yep.
Now you have them on your fingers, and you can still do the same thing, but you're playing a game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
that help any.
I mean, I don't know. They show this person using it on their cell phone.
Well, now you're just being ridiculous.
Ah, high sensitivity fabric. You can.
Kung Fury has 37 million views.
I wonder if they used these thimbles during their hacking sessions, if it would have made them faster.
Hacking thimbles.
Yeah.
Let me ponder that.
I'd say two thimbles up on that one.
You don't need thumb thimbles. Or do you?
Thimbles. Thumb thimbles.
How about finger thimbles? I mean, this one has, it's not just the thumb. But it's also on the finger, you know, index finger as well. So, yeah, I
like pointless products.
I just don't understand. I mean, it's $10. I mean, I guess if you're like, I'm super geeky and into gaming, you might want to do this. But I just don't understand. Why would you need this? Maybe this goes with the gamer socks, you know, because socks will make you better at gaming. I give it a thumbs down.
You know people who say, well, I have sweaty hands, right? And you know people who are always talking about, like, I type so fast that sometimes
my fingers slip off the keys.
My fingers slip right off the keys. And I just wish that I had something that would allow me to stick to those keys better. You know those regular conversations.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It happens all the time. All the time.
Real fake doors. Check out our real fake doors.
There you go. Real fake doors. Well, something that isn't fake, though, is trying to keep the rain off your head using a jet engine.
Huh.
Have you ever thought, you know what? I don't like carrying an umbrella around because it's too big and too quiet to keep rain off my head.
Yes, I think I've think that several times.
Well, there is a product for you. You can apparently now strap a jet engine to your head, and it will use air to force the water away from you, keeping you dry.
How does it not, if it's a jet engine, how does it also not keep my head in the ground by just, like, smushing me down?
I don't think it's quite that powerful, and it also looks like it shoots the air out to the side, so the air goes out to the side, not down.
False advertisement, then. If it's not as powerful as a jet engine, they should not call it a jet engine.
It's called marketing. This helmet looks like a helmet that he's worn a lot for a long time. And he just decided to add this fan to the top of it right now.
Basically.
Yeah.
And I wish I could
miss that article. I say a thumbs up for ingenuity in adding a fan to your helmet.
I mean, the thing I don't understand is, I mean, this has got to be super loud.
Like, do you think it's similar to, like, the amount of pressure that's at the hand dryers in some of those bathrooms where it's
Yeah, probably. I bet it's like that.
How, like, would it keep rain off of my head in a monsoon? Or like a hurricane?
Silas, it's the same engine they use on F-18s and things like that. So
yes.
Just a really small version.
The answer is yes. It will keep you dry no matter what.
Well, keep
my head dry or my entire person dry?
You could actually jump into the water, and this will keep your entire body dry.
No, it won't.
It'll keep you. You'll try and jump into the water, and it will. It'll just keep you doing a handstand above the water.
Yeah.
You won't touch the water. You'll just be like, "What?"
It'll keep the water that was going to hit your head away from your head. That's all that it'll keep away. The rest of it blowing sideways, you'll be drenched. But the top of your head will be dry. With that helmet on, your head would be dry anyway. But you have to have the fan there. Keep your helmet dry.
You know, I'd hate to be the person walking next to this guy. It's just blowing the water right onto you.
I want to give this a thumbs up. This is an amazing idea. I'll buy one tomorrow.
I want to make my own version, but I do like it, yes.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down for...
Really?
Wow. That's harsh. That's
pretty harsh.
It is.
Kind of one of the best ideas that we've probably ever heard of on Council Cast.
Did you watch the video?
You know, I didn't. Would that change my mind?
Yes. You would vote for it immediately. Watch the video for a second. We'll wait.
Let me go look.
The video is 11 minutes long.
Well, just kind of, you know, just dink around in it. Just a couple of segments. Just watch the guy for a few minutes.
I want to hear how loud this thing is.
And it's not about the unit itself. It's just, let's just vote for the guy, I think, is what we need to do here right now.
You know, he's wearing earplugs.
Smart. That guy. Already using his noggin.
Super prepared for the rain. I got my helmet. I got my turbojet engine on. I've got earplugs in. I'm ready to go.
You know, he does have a pretty interesting accent, so I'll give him a thumbs up for that. Why not?
I think he's wearing that helmet a lot. I'm going to give him a thumbs up.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. I actually had one that I thought of earlier this week, and now I forgot it. So somebody else can go.
Oh. I have an idea for a way to keep rain off of your head using... solar power.
What?
That's all I want to say.
Use solar power to keep rain off your head.
Musk can figure it out.
You could probably do this by just making a giant solar panel that you wear on a helmet that you attach to your head. And that could probably just keep the rain off your head.
It's just the solar panel that's essentially an umbrella, but it's tilted one direction so that it all runs the same way, not on you.
Exactly.
I just typed in fan on helmet, and like I have like 100 hits of about 100 different ways you can have a fan on a helmet.
There are a lot of helmet fans.
Good grief, there's even one that's a baseball cap and it's got a fan on top. And it's solar powered.
Ooh, there's a hover helmet.
My pitch for Mr. Musk is that, you know, I don't need a fan on my helmet to keep the rain off my head. What he should do is have a jet engine on a helmet that allows me to fly.
Yep, there it is. That's the one I wanted.
You know, thumbs honestly, up to that. I don't want to sound like a copycat, but I was going to say that a jet engine or some sort of something that helps you fly comes out of a helmet on your head. So I'm with that one.
A helmet that helps you fly. Got it. All right. Yeah, I think that's a thumbs up. I think you can figure this one out.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe it's solar powered too. I don't know.
Maybe an arm comes out of the helmet, you know, and at the end of the arm, some mechanical arm, there's like helicopter blade. And then you
fly around. Go, like go, gadget.
Like a go, gadget copter.
Wonder how far I had to go to get go, gadget. It handles up here that change the speeds and brake and go up and down.
No, I'd rather just hang by my neck from a helmet that flies around and have no control over it whatsoever.
This last season of Rick and Morty. Last season of Rick and Morty, there was one point when Rick says, he's like, oh man, I wish I had a screwdriver. Oh wait, I forgot. I do have one. I'm basically Inspector Gadget. Like one pops out of his finger or something like that.
Basically.
Awesome. Perfect.
Hey, these are some good pitches. I think these are going to get picked up. I think that we're going to get these made. I'm feeling real. You know what? I'm feeling real optimistic about this one tonight, guys.
I think it'll happen. We gave them like basically the same idea three times, so he's got to be able to figure this out.
Yeah, put something on people's heads, basically. Yeah.
It's a popular thing when you type on helmet and, you know, fan on helmet or jet engine on helmet.
There's we already have SEO in our favor.
There's a lot of options out there.
There you go.
So he could jump on that.
All right, well, Mr. Musk, let us know if you come up with an idea there. We'll have you on the show. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of the past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org. Except for the last dozen or so, you won't find those there. But check like iTunes, 20. Your favorite podcatcher, for the audio files. And if you want a decision on anything whatsoever, doesn't have to be science, technology, or random shit, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.